From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block on this inaugural Monday, and let's head out and join the hundreds of thousands of people who are streaming down to the National Mall this cold January morning.
Get your inaugurational programs, people. If you do not have your program, you are uncool people.
Walk past the vendors hawking inaugural programs, inaugural poems, bookmarks.
Bookmarkers, moving forward. Cheapest souvenir on the block.
Past the buttons and posters and plastic Barack Obama heads, and of course t-shirts, one saying, "Yes, we did," times two.
$10 t-shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve.
And follow the perky volunteers directing the crowds.
Woohoo! Guess what? You guys are going the right direction! That-a-way! Small kids, they're cute! Hold on to them! We don't want someone else thinking they're theirs!
I can't see everybody in that bomber.
In the heart of the packed mall, I spotted 2-year-old Tania Washington. She was clutching a small American flag in each hand and waving them gleefully. She had a great view, high up on her uncle Chise Nicholson's shoulders.
Oh, this is history in the making. Like I say, right here, these are the first steps, TT. Y'all next. Y'all next. That's what I'm telling them. You guys are our future.
It was hard to miss Reverend Dolly Jones in the crowd. She was wearing a fabulous wide-brimmed hat, an explosion of fuchsia and black feathers.
It's one of those hats that you normally wear. You wouldn't wear it to church, of course, because it would be too abstract.
Jones was holding a sign that said, "Pray for President and First Lady Obama." She'd come up on a bus from Augusta, Georgia.
I felt that I must come here to be of support because it was a much different election. You know what else I'm so grateful for as I walk through is to see these young people, all ages, black, white, Hispanics, and this encourages me to see these young people coming to support the president.
Tim Eatman drove down from Syracuse, New York with his wife and two daughters. They were here 4 years ago for the first Obama inauguration and felt it was important to come back for this one. I asked him if he has one wish for President Obama's second term.
My initial reaction as an African-American man is that he be able to live, honestly.
You mean?
Survive, right. That was my thought in 09. I thought we were going to see an assassination. That's my reality in my circles. It's one of the first conversations we had. Just about him being able to avoid something like that.
I asked Roseanne and Ron Norwood, an interracial couple here from Milwaukee, what they're most concerned about for the next 4 years. Gun control, Roseanne said first.
You know, I guess I think about the economy the most. You know, I guess I work with homeless people, so I see people at their worst. And there's just so much inequality, I think, in the country still. So equality for me in any number of fields. But racial, you know, it's not where obviously it should be, but people think it. A lot of people, white people, think it's, yeah, you know, it is where it should be, but I don't think it is.
It's all about what people think is possible. And if the kids see this president, and I hope they understand that it is historical and they don't take it for granted, it's important. It truly is historic.
As the president took the stage, the crowd came alive. And as James Taylor sang America the Beautiful, voices lifted to join him.